Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch, and welcome to Puckle's Trivia Rewind. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a show that takes place about 4 years in the past, so now you're just about entering the land where Pikachu and Eevee are very, very popular, and now partner Pikachu and partner Eevee can be answers. So please be aware that not everything is exactly up to date, and if you want to catch more recent episodes of Puckle's Poke Quiz, you can, of course, just check out Puckle, a Pokemon podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast or anywhere else you might want to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check it out. Let it roll. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. This means that Seth and Snag are going to be working together as a team today to try to answer five Pokemon-themed trivia questions given to us by our Discord. You can go over to Discord and check that out. We have an awesome community over there, and it's a great way place to get to know us, but also drop trivia questions so Thatch can use them and not have to make them up on his own anymore. That was a bad, dark time. These are far better. These are far more fun questions, because some of the like questions that these guys come up with, even if we don't use them on the show, they're typically like really cool trivia facts. And it's just a lot of fun to know. I'm sorry that you guys don't have that pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But they're going to... Each of these questions is worth 1 point apiece, except for the one that's not. That one is going to have bonus points attached to it. And you can grab an extra point there. And if you have a lifeline that you can use for a hint on one of the questions, if you don't use that and get all the questions correct, you can get an extra point. So a possible total of 7 today. You guys are competing against your fellow co-host on the show to try to see who can get to 30 points first, because then you get $20 credit to the Puckle Tea Public Store to buy whatever your heart desires, which is probably your own face. A tapestry, yes. I suggest put throw pillows. Those throw pillows are actually very nice. I really actually like them. They're very nice. But without further ado, let's jump into it. Our first question is, I mean, they're all from the Discord. I didn't put the people's names down this week, so you're going to have to deal with it.
You monster.
I know. I'm a horrible person. So you get a plus or minus one on this because this is a number. How many Pokemon has Ash hatched in the anime?
Yowch. So he technically hatched Togepi.
Did he really? Okay.
I think he technically did, yeah. And then let's see here. What else? Didn't he hatch? What was it? Gosh, I don't know. I think there's another one. It's not the Gible, because he got the Gible, but something like maybe it was a Larvitar.
He was handed that. No. Yeah, I think a Larvitar. I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
That's two. I'm marking.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are some obscure ones. You want to say like four or five, and hope we're in the margin.
I would say four, because I feel like it's not. I don't know. I don't think it's six, so we'll get in the margin of error.
Fair.
Part of me wants to say three in case he only hatched two, but I think four is fine to get that plus or minus.
All right, let's go with that. Four.
Four is within the margin of error. The answer is five. So Togepi, Phanpy, Scraggy, Larvitar, and Noibat. He hatched all of those.
Nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I should watch the anime.
Yep, there you go. I don't know why I watch the anime as religiously as I do. I I pay attention to the anime. I don't know if I watch it. That's the right word. I pay attention to the anime.
So my kids have been watching through. I think they blew through the Gen 4 anime because it was on.
Is it on Amazon?
Yeah, and now they're working through Unova because it's on Hulu. So.
Oh man, that's good to know.
Yeah, my kids would be awesome at anime trivia questions. I bet.
Probably. So I've purchased the first four seasons on DVD. I get the fifth season. It's a little pricey right now, but if you have to watch the prices because it fluctuates, it's a weird market. And it's stupid. It's stupid. Don't get me started, Seth.
This is that insane Pokemon knowledge that we talk about every time.
Yes.
But for those of you following along, like for the past, I think it's like the past 5 or 6 years, Pokemon has slowly been like making DVD box sets of every season of Pokemon, but it's only like two or three of them a year. And so we only just got to the Battle Frontier, I think, back in March. So they haven't hit Gen 4 yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Gen 4 anime is in some weird spot legally. We'll see how that goes. We'll see. But I want to at least own up to Gen or Season 5 because that's like the end of OG Pokemon, essentially. And that's where they go to, and after that they go to Hoenn, and that's where things get weird and wonky.
Oh,
yeah. But yes, okay, that is 1 point for you guys so far. After that batch tangent, we're doing trivia today. So the next one is next question: in what generation did electric types become immune to the paralysis condition?
Was that Gen 6?
That was Gen 6.
I dig it.
It was Gen 6. That's true.
They did a whole bunch of stuff in Gen 6.
Exactly. So it's Gen 6. Good job, guys. You got a question real fast. It makes up for Thatch talking about the economy of Pokemon anime DVDs. So that's 2 for 2. The next question, as always, is your Pokedex entry question. So I'm going to read you a Pokedex entry, and you're going to tell me who that Pokemon is. This one's actually not from Uncle Oshawott. This one's from BodTech. I remember this one specifically. So it's a different vein, but I thought it was a good one nonetheless. Its Pokemon Y entry reads: it enwraps its prey in its hair-like arms. It sings joyfully as it observes the suffering of its prey. Who's that Pokemon?
It's Gorgeist.
Oh, yep.
It's Gorgeist. That's correct. Gorgeist is that Pokemon. That was really fast. I did not expect it to go that fast, but yes, it's
like
Gorgeist.
Pumpkin spice things. I'm very basic. I'm drinking a pumpkin spice pumpkin juice from Harry Potter World right now as we record.
I'm very disappointed because it's July.
I want it to. It's cold in my room. Okay.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. My initial thought on that was sound very Tangrowth esque, but Gorgeist makes so much more sense. So good job on that, Seth.
All right. So the next question is worth 2 points. It's your bonus point question. There are 5 possible answers. You will get a point for every 2 Pokemon that you answer with. We're going to see how that goes. So excluding Levitate, what 5 evolutionary lines have access to abilities that give them immunity to moves they would otherwise be weak to? I will clarify to say this isn't like it doesn't like blanket entire types like Levitate would.
Evolutionary lines meaning just like even single stages?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think I will give you the free hint that none of these are single stages.
Okay. So there are 5, you said?
5. There might be more because this was from the Discord and it might not have been the most rigorous fact checking.
Okay.
And you say they get immunities to moves that they would otherwise be weak against?
Yes.
Okay.
Through ability.
Through an ability, yes.
So my initial thought, Seth, is like Lightning Rod. Like what has Lightning Rod that would...
Sea King.
Okay.
Has Lightning Rod.
Okay, good. So that's one line.
Bronzong has Levitate. You said no Levitate.
That Levitate, I think, makes it too easy.
Yeah, it makes it so you have to list a lot more. Azumarill has Sap Sipper.
Good. That is 2. That's 1 point for you guys so far.
Good.
I'm trying to think more Lightning Rod things. What abilities grant immunity? There's Storm Drain and...
Storm Drain.
And the other one that something else has, Water Absorb.
Like I said, it's not blanket types, though, either. It's not blanket types, either.
I don't know if I understand that.
Like, some abilities would just block certain moves, but not all moves of that type.
Okay.
I'm having trouble understanding what you're trying to imply. blocks certain moves, but not. So if like a move would specifically be blocked by an ability.
Yes.
Okay. Technically, Tapu Lele with Psychic Surge blocking Shadow Sneak.
I will allow that. That's not on the original list, but I'll allow it today.
Okay, so it's just so blocking individual moves, but not necessarily the entire type. Gotcha. Okay, I'm understanding it now. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. So we get one more, we get another point.
Does Queenly Majesty block anything that Ice Shard? Queenly Majesty blocks Ice Shard.
Ooh, there you go. I'm guessing that probably also wasn't on the original list.
It's not on the list, but I'll count it. I'll count that. I'll count that.
And I think that's I think that's our 2 points. Do you want to keep working
that's
on
our 2 points? I'll give you the other ones just so we can move this along. So Obama Snow with, I believe he gets soundproof or.
Oh, yeah.
And then also Chestnut with bulletproof, and same with Komo-o with bulletproof as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So they would both take hits relative to those. So, yeah. That is, but yeah, you guys got 2 points there. So you guys are 5-for-4 right now, and you haven't used the hint yet. The next question is a base stat question, as always, and I'm sorry in advance. This was a Thatch original. so this is what rock type Pokemon has the lowest special defense of all rock type Pokemon?
I want to say Geodude, but there could be something even lower than that.
Okay.
Special defense and rock types.
There's no baby. A Bonsly is a baby rock.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Geodude, Bonsly. Is there some weird gimmicky rock type? I'm feeling Bonsly is a good guess right now.
Yeah.
Just because it's baby status.
No, I'm trying to think about, if there are any other gimmicky ones. I mean, obviously there's the other end, which is Shuckle, but we're not on that
nope.
end.
Shuckle in Wonder Room. How many rules can I break today on these trivia questions?
Yeah, I don't know if I have any better answers for this. So do we want to use our hint, or do we want to pick one of these and go for glory?
I say pick one and go for glory, because I feel strongly that it would be Bonsly just because, like I said, the baby status. Unless it's... I feel like the three that we're picking between are Boldore... No, not Boldore. Roggenrola, right?
Yeah,
That's the first one?
Yeah. That's
That, Geodude, and Bonsly.
You know, if you feel strongly about Bonsly, especially since it's a baby Pokemon, I'm going to defer to you. You know the stats better than I do, so...
Yeah, I'm giving a last minute thought on if there's any kind of weird gimmicky rock. The only other one I could think of is maybe Aaron. I think we're going to go Bonsly.
Let's go with
it. Do you feel that's okay?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, just taking a stab at Geodude was a guess at mine. So yeah, let's do Bonsly.
Yeah.
Bonsly is unfortunately incorrect. It's actually it's actually like 45, and there are a significant number lower than it. Yeah. So the answer is actually Roggenrola with 25.
Oh,
darn it. At least we said it, you know.
It's Roggenrola, yes. Then Geodude. Then even before you hit Bonsly, you still have Kratidos.
wow.
Yeah. You guys missed a lot of them. And then you have Dwebble.
Dang.
And yep. There's a good number of them before Bonsly.
Wow, that's more defensive than I thought it would be.
Boldore is even lower than Bonsly.
Really?
Yeah, it's at 40. Aaron is at 40, tied with Boldore.
Wow. Well, even though our official guess sucked, I'm glad we were dancing around the right answer. Like we said the bottom two.
But you guys got 5 points anyway, which is a good showing. So that does almost change up our standings. So we're gonna everybody's so close every episode. If you score points, you're gonna move the ladder around. So in first place with 22 points we have Linian. In second with 20 points we have R Sigma, followed up by Whimsicott with 19. In fourth we have a tie between Seth and Sublime for with 18 points. In sixth place now we have Snag with 14.
Woo.
Dr. Shamu in seventh with 10. Eighth place we have Scrawn with 8. In ninth we have Basket with 4, and in 10th we have Jushiro with 3.
And
welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means that they can only use what's in their heads. They can't use what's on their computer screens. They're going to answer five Pokemon-related trivia questions given to us by our Discord server. So thank you to those guys over there. You can go over to our Discord server and drop in those links whenever you feel like it, and we really appreciate it. And so... other than that, what was it? You guys are in a race with your fellow co-host of 30 points. Whoever gets there first gets $20 of T Public credit to our Puckle T Public store, and you can get some cool item for whatever you want to soothe your needs. Seth would tell you to buy a tapestry, and I would tell you to buy a throw pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I think the throw pillows are really nice.
I'm looking at a new phone case, and Dr. Odno, my wife, suggested getting a phone case. And I'm like,
No, you get the throw pillow. Okay, those things are comfy. They're actually really nice. Like, you can actually, like, unzip them and, like, wash the covers, and, like, it's super nice. Yeah, it's a nice throw pillow. I have two of them because they sent me one from TeePublic, and then I got another one as a gift from Whimsicott.
Mm.
And they're very nice. They're very nice throw pillows. And so but yes, you guys are competing in a competition to do that. This segment is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for everything anime related. They're doing a lot of cool art. They will also be at MitsuriCon. So if you're going to MitsuriCon, you can also say hi to them and check out some of their art in person. Other than that, though, if you guys are ready, I have the questions and we will get started.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay, our first question, which is one that I thought was a very interesting thing, tidbit of information, is I want to know what fairy-type Pokemon cannot learn Toxic?
Hmm.
There's only one, and it is really surprising. The answer might surprise you.
My first thought is Odno, because it's all about healing.
I don't think that's the one.
But also, that's not fairy until it Mega Evolves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's going to be a weird one because most Pokemon, like Gen 5 and earlier, can learn Toxic.
Would it be like, Klefki should learn that because it's all about Prankster. I assume Mikyu would as well.
The Tapu should all learn it. Oh, could it be Magearna?
Maybe. I don't know either.
Magearna, maybe. Xerneas, maybe.
Yeah, that is an interesting question.
Trying to think if there's anything like a Pikumuku for fairy types.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think too. And that's, you know, where I want Mimikyu with Pikumuku it or Klefki.
I know, but it doesn't learn a lot of TMs. Just because it's one of the few things that Pikumuku can do doesn't mean that it's.
And so it's probably a singleton as well. It doesn't evolve or have pre-evolutions, I've assumed.
Yeah. I'm willing to just go with Magearna because I don't know.
Yeah, we can go that way. I feel like a mythical Pokemon probably would be able to, but I have to
feel it's past Gen 5 is where I'm thinking, but maybe I'm wrong. So.
Sure. Magearna is correct. It is Magearna. Magearna is not good anymore because it can't learn Toxic.
It's like I've never heard of a stalling Magearna, so I don't know if people have ever tried to put Toxic on
it. Nobody runs it, and I'm just like, I didn't realize that. I'm like, you know what, they don't run it, and this is probably why, because it can't. But that is 1 point for you guys today. Our next question is, what is the most common type for an Elite Four member to specialize in?
Ooh, I can do this. So we have Lance's Dragon, as well as Drasna and Drake.
Yeah, there's lots of dragon. There's lots of fighting, too, I think. I count Bruno as fighting.
I think Bruno's considered fighting, yeah. So you got Bruno, you got Marshall... you have Hala. Yeah,
you have Bruno twice.
You do have Bruno twice.
It's not popular.
We'll count him once,
but
though.
I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Count him once. Okay.
Let's see. There's a couple steel types with Mulaney and that one forgettable guy in the Kalos Elite Four.
Not Siebel, but Wilkstrom.
Let's see, there's three ghost types, I think. Oh, or are there four?
Is Agatha technically ghost?
You can't be Agatha. Agatha is ghost, even though she's the second poison trainer for Kanto.
yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
So you have Agatha, you have Phoebe, you have Chantal, and you can have Acerola.
Acerola.
So that's four.
That's four out of seven.
Is Dragon more? One, two.
I would say Lance. Second generation is not. You have Drake. Gen 4, there is not a Dragon 1. Gen 5, there's not a Dragon 1. Gen 6, there isn't. Gen 7. I think 4 is probably the best we're going to get. I can't think of... so yeah, I'd say, okay, yeah, let's go with Ghosts.
I don't think we'll get to 5 with anything if we haven't thought of it yet, so...
Yeah.
Ghost is correct. Ghost has showed up 4 times for different Elite Four members. I guess fighting, technically, if you count Bruno twice, as well ties that, but... yeah, there you guys go. You're 2 for 2. Our next question is your Pokedex entry, and you're going to tell me who that Pokemon is. It's Pokemon Black 2 and White 2 entry reads, the spirit it absorbs fuel its baleful fire. It hangs around hospitals waiting for people to pass on.
Okay, so it's a Lampent, I think, because I think Seth has professed his love for this Pokedex entry.
Now that you say Lampent, yes, it is.
I've heard Seth actually say this one before.
Yes. I can't believe that Seth did that and ruined the question, but that's okay. The answer is, in fact, Lampent. That is correct. You guys are 3 for 3. All right, your next question is your bonus point question. This has 2 answers. If you get both answers, you get 2 points for this. So, the question is, what 2 signature Z moves are the strongest signature Z moves with a base power of 210?
These are signature ones.
So. These aren't just space. It's not like the V create one, which is like special and
all right
for whatever reason.
So I have 2 thoughts here. The sun raising, whatever it is, Solgaleo and Lunala Z moves, or light that burns the sky with Marshadow Z move.
Okay. It wouldn't be one of the Pikachu ones, do you think? Or I mean...
You make a valid point, because Pikachu's kind of garbage if it doesn't have a massive attack stat.
Right?
Because I feel like Light That Burns the Sky should be up there, but it probably isn't.
You said that's Marshadows?
Light That Burns the Sky is Alternate Krazma. And Marshadows would be Star... Something, something,
soul
7.
Soul stealing, 7-star strike.
I had the 7-star strike. it's a mouthful. so yeah, it's probably between those 5 with Pikachu involved. And I don't know which. I would assume it's Pikachunium Z1, where it's the Ash Chat Pikachu version.
Gosh. I really don't know, just because I haven't played any of these with Z moves. So,
nobody has. It's fine.
Do we want to use our hint, or do we want to go for gold?
Well, since it's worth 2 points. So,
so these are given to 2 non-legendary Pokemon.
Oh, all right.
And
so,
at least one of them was through an event originally.
So Pikachunium is probably one.
One of them was originally given. I got to remember. So there's a lot of these, and I don't know which one this one is.
Is it Pulverizing Pancake and Pikachunium Z? Probably.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Let's see. So, okay, the other one was, not an event. It was just given.
So it wouldn't be Pikachu DMZ.
I believe it was just given. Let me double check, but I believe it was.
Because I know Snorlax Z was added.
Nope, this was originally, I think, just given in Sudden. Let me double check. Let me see where to collect one. Yeah, it's just given. It's just given in the game.
Can't you just get like one of the Pikachu Z crystals just in the game?
You can, yes. So it's the other one. It's the one where you throw Pikachu into the air.
Isn't that like the 10,000 volt thunderbolt or something like that?
I think that's the Ash Pikachu one.
I don't need the names exactly.
Pikachu dance, throw it in the air.
Okay. And Snorlium Z's pick. Okay. Yeah, let's go with those.
Snorlium Z's pulverizing pancake and the Pikachudium Z's Catastropica are both correct.
Yeah, the Pikachu dance where you throw it into the air afterwards.
Where you throw it into the air, Catastrophica. They are both base 210. Searing Sunrays, Smash, and Menacing Moonrays, Maelstrom, and Light That Burns the Sky are all base 200.
Oh, okay.
For just the folks at home. They are close, but they do not beat Pulverizing Pancake and Catastrophica. But nobody uses them because they're non...
Because
they're
why good. Are you running those on Snorlax and Pikachu? You have better items.
Like, I could see Pulverizing Pancake being used in, like, niche situations, like in VGC for Snorlax.
Yeah.
But there's definitely better ways to run Snorlax.
Yeah, like Gluttony.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you guys are 5 for 4 right now. Let's see if we can go for 6. Let me pull up my question. So this is a base deck question, as always. And I want to know, what is the slowest normal-type Pokemon?
Munchlax.
Yeah, you're right. I think its base speed is 5.
Yep.
Munchlax is correct. That guy that gives you guys 6 points, close to a perfect, but you need that hint.
Yep.
So don't feel bad. So that does change up the board today, though, pretty significantly. So we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna sort like I usually do when I remember how to do that on the Google spreadsheet. There we go. All right. In first place now, we have R Sigma with 26 points.
Ooh.
You're in shooting range next time. Yep. Linian is in second place with 22 points. Snag, you're in third with 20.
Woo.
Tied for fourth, we have Whimsicott and Seth Vila with 19. In sixth, we have Sublime with 18, followed up by Shamu in seventh with 10. Scrawn in eighth with 8. Basket in ninth with 4. Andrew Shiro in last with 3. So it's shaping up to be a competition. Sigma might grab it before anybody else. We'll see. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. No internet boys, because if you use it, you're cheating, and cheating's bad. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's real bad. And so you guys don't want to do that. You guys want to use what's in your noggins. And you want to answer these 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions for a possible total of 7 points today. You're racing your fellow co-host to a total of 30 points. Whoever gets there first gets a $20 TeePublic credit to the Puckle TeePublic store, where they can buy things like throw pillows and tapestries. Mostly tapestries and throw pillows.
Tapestries to give to Seth.
Tapestries. I want Seth to be really good at VGC next year, and when he goes to Worlds, he wears like a Puckle logo tapestry around his neck, and like goes in and does battle.
We can be his team, yeah.
Oh my gosh, we could. We could be totally toxic.
And I'll get the Vuvuzelas, the bifurcated Vuvuzelas. Right.
Yes. I hope TeePublic can make those for us. And this is what we do. This part of the show is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for all this cool anime art. These guys are awesome. They're going to be at MatsuriCon 2 next week.
Yay!
So if you're going and you're hanging out with me or coming to see me, you can also come and see them. So
you can be one of 2 to 3 people who show up to Thatch's conference.
I think there's going to be more than that, honestly. I think there'll be like 4. Okay.
That's fair. You know,
I think it's gonna be like 4 whole people, because my wife will be there, and one of the gravies will be there, and 2 people who have wandered in from the hallway. We might hit 5 if the janitor's there.
Hey. Oh, and like the proctor, who's like required to be.
Yes. There we go. 6. We're at 6 now. We're good.
Oh, man.
Oh man, we got a packed house. All right, but without further ado, let's jump into these questions. Question number 1, you get a plus or minus 2 on this.
Oh no.
How many items heal all major status conditions? All of them. So like, will heal any of them.
Right. Okay, so there's the 7 generation items. There's one from each.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Full heal. What's the one in Gen 1?
Oh, you're right. So subtract 1, that's 6.
Okay, so Rage Candy Bar, Lava Cookie, the Old Ghetto,
Castelia Cone, Big Malasada, and the
Yeah, there is one.
There's one in Gen 6. I don't remember what it is.
So 6, 7. So 7, including the full heal.
Lumberry makes 8.
Lumberry makes 8, yep. Is there another thing similar to the berries?
Full restore.
Full restore. Okay, so that's 9.
A max revive, I don't think, would count.
No, it's already has fainted.
Yep.
Fainting remove status conditions.
And it has to be an item, correct? It can't be like...
Yes, it needs to be an item.
Okay.
Does Sacred Ash revive your current?
Yeah, it's a revival.
Does it...
That's all. It's
heal your current?
I don't think so. I think it's just a revival item.
Okay. All right.
Then there's the bitter herb dust. And
is okay, yeah. Full so that's heal? 10.
Isn't there a full restore version of an herb, too?
I just need a number.
I know. I'm just trying to count. We're at, I believe...
Is there a full restore? I think there is. So 11.
Yeah, we'll say 11.
11 is within the margin of error. Oh. The answer is 12. The answers are Big Molasotic, Acelia Cone, Full Heal, Full Restore, Heal Powder. The reason you got it wrong is because in Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, they added in a Kanto item for it called the Pewter Crunchies. And so that's the only reason you got it wrong. You got everything.
Okay, I gotcha.
Wow. That's the only one you missed. But yeah, that's 1 point.
Sweet.
Nice.
All right, so the next question is, what 4x weakness is the most common? What type is gives the most 4x weaknesses of any,
Wouldn't it be...
type?
Those are two different
questions. Oh, like, wait, how many? Yeah, those are two different questions. Is it like which?
Let me double check. Let me do the check, but I'm pretty sure.
If it's,
what 4x weakness is the most common?
Okay, so it's either fighting or rock, I feel.
So it should be, I thought it was rock.
No, it's what. What 4x weakness is the most common? Yes, that's the answer.
I think it's water ground, probably. Because you got Quagsire, Gas.
No. It's what type it makes that super effective hit. What type makes the
so most like,
4x super effective hits?
So if it was, if the answer was rock, it would be because there are the most bug flying slash bug.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the clarification.
Okay, so it's probably rock or fighting, I feel.
I think it's rock because you've got rock, steel, rock, ice, rock.
No. So rock would be the type that is super, that hits the most things for super effective damage, 4x. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So I think it's rock because there's so many bug flyings slash other. I mean, you think of how good stealth rocks is, fire flyings.
Yeah. I gotcha. All right. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
It's either that or fighting, but I feel like it's probably rock.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with rock.
Rock, final answer.
That is unfortunately incorrect. Aww. The answer is grass.
Really?
Yeah, you got a lot of rock ground types in there, and the water ground types. Yeah, it's grass, it turns out.
Huh.
Nice.
Yeah, fun fact.
All right.
Yeah.
That is super fun.
I would have thought ice next. There you go.
All right. So moving on, our next question is the Pokedex entry question, as always. What's his name? Oshawott gave it to me too late, so I made up my own. Its Pokemon Diamond entry reads, it lives on the deep sea floor. It attracts prey by flashing patterns on its 4 tail fins.
This feels like a Lumineon thing? No.
Four tail fins.
Four tail fins.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. So what lives on this four? What? The only thing I can think of that has like multiple fins is freaking Lumineon. And that thing is just, yeah, I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going with my gut. Lumineon.
Yeah, I think it's Lumineon
is correct.
Yay.
Hey!
Yeah.
I just always forget Lumineon's a Pokemon, like constantly. Constantly forget.
No fault.
So
you wouldn't think that it would have to attract prey. Like,
yeah, I thought it was an herbivore, to be perfectly honest.
This question is your bonus point question. You got a chance for 2 points here. And you need to give both answers and you get both points. There you go. What two Generation 2 Pokemon have been in every regional Dex since their introduction?
Okay.
Bonsly comes to mind.
What two regional Dex?
Not Bonsly, Sudowoodo.
From Generation 2.
Yeah, Sudowoodo comes to mind. But I don't think it was in Gen 3, actually.
It was Emerald version. There's one available at the Battle Frontier.
Was it in the regional Dex, though?
No.
Then it wouldn't count. I think one of them is obviously Blissey.
Okay.
So
you do still have the hint as well.
Yeah, well, let's use the hint because we can't get the bonus.
Yeah, sure.
So one of they're both dual type.
Okay.
I'll give you that as a freebie. And one is the evolution of an older Pokemon, and the other one is a single stage.
So it's Steelix and a dual type single stage.
Right.
Okay. Was Skarmory in the Gen 4 regional Dex?
Let me think. Oh, jeez. Where would it have been? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, well, one is definitely Steelix, because... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other would be... So, dual type that...
It's a bug type.
Is it Ledian?
Is it Scizor?
No, because it's a single stage. Heracross?
Oh, it might be Heracross, because...
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't Gen 4. It wasn't Gen 3. It was...
It wasn't Gen 6, and it wasn't Gen 7. So
was it in Gen 5?
I have no idea, Heracross. But I can't...
Sure. Yeah. Steelix and Heracross.
That is correct on one account. Heracross is correct.
Oh.
The other Pokemon was not Steelix. It was Crobat.
Oh,
of course.
It was Crobat. So you guys are 3 for 4 today. Your next question is the base deck question, as always. And I want to know, what steel type has the lowest base HP of all steel types?
Oof.
Hmm. Oh, boy. Okay, this is probably first.
I'll stay with a base stat of 10 as well. I'll throw that in there for you.
Maybe it's Meltan?
No, Meltan's is not.
Aron?
No. Okay, so let's think about this. So what are, like, super bad Pokemon?
Right. I'm just thinking first evolution.
Yeah, well, either first or things that have, like, meme stats, if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm. You get what you mean.
Well, like think... I can't... Is there any... Oh! I just don't think of it as a steel type. Diglett. Diglett has, like, a pathetic base HP. Diglett.
Alolan Diglett, yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. That sounds great.
Little Cup Knowledge, thank you for coming in handy. Alolan Diglett, final answer.
Alolan Diglett is correct. Yay. Thank you to you guys. 4 points today. You guys are doing. I mean, that's average. That's what I consider a good one. Actually, that puts Lydian and Sigma together as a tie.
Oh, no.
yeah, 26 points. Who's going to win?
Right.
Who's gonna win? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Scrawn, that also moves you up a little bit, if that makes you feel.
Yeah.
All right, so tied for first, we have Sigma and Linian with 26 points. In third place, we have Snag with 20. Tied for fourth place, we have Whimsicott and Seth Vila with 19. In sixth place, we have Sublime with 18. In seventh, we have Scrawn with 12. In eighth, Dr. Shamu with 10. In ninth, Basket with 4. And in 10th, Jushiro with 3. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means they can only use what's in their heads and tell me what they know and stuff like that. They get 5 Pokemon questions that they have to answer together as a team. They are in a race to 30 points. With their fellow co-host, whoever gets there first gets a $20 credit to RT Public Store. And today we're actually fairly close because Sigma's got 26 points right now. So he is very close to being able to do that because there's a possible total of 7 points today because not only do you get 5 questions, 1 point per question, but you also have a bonus point attached to one of those questions. And you have a hint that you can use. But if you get all the questions right without using the hint, you can get a possible total of 7 points.
This segment of the show is always brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, where you can pick up some really cool anime-esque art, but they also have some really cool D&D stuff, too. I just saw their booth last week, and they had, like, this really cool... Caroline was wearing this really cool, like, D20 that was... It was a natural one, and it said, out of spell slots, need a long rest. And I thought that was fantastic, and I am buying that from their store. So... Thank you to those guys for sponsoring this segment, as always. They're just fantastic people.
Yeah.
And so I am going to go ahead, though, and I'm going to ask you these questions if you are ready.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. What Pokemon can only get its signature move from events?
Dratini?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure because, yeah.
Victini is depressingly correct. I was also the most flabbergasted by that. Not when I read the trivia question on our Discord server, which if you want to supply trivia questions for this segment, you just go to our Discord server and you can drop them in the trivia channel. But when we were doing the Black Nuzlocke that I need to finish later this week, it's just been a hectic couple of weeks in real life. Later this week, we will finish it, though. I promise. We caught Victini as part of our Black Nuzlocke, though, and I'm just like, cool, when does it learn V-Create? And I like looked up its learn set, and I'm just like, never. The answer's never. Wow. Okay.
You get Searing Shot. I'm sorry.
You get Searing Shot.
I remember how hard it was to get a Victini with V-Create for my gym team at one point.
It is not easy.
I don't even remember if I managed it.
It is not easy. I think that Victini was given away like 3-ish times or something like that. And once, a couple times with V-Create, and like, it typically when it gets V-Create, it also gets Bolt Strike and Fusion Flare.
Mm-hmm.
And on, there was another time that it got Fusion Flare, Bolt Strike, V-Create, Glaciate? And also Glaciate. Yeah, it got Glaciate, which is really funny and weird.
Yeah.
It was just really silly. But yeah, I never understood when they did that with Pokemon like Darkrai as well. Like they gave it Roar of Time and Spatial Rend when they gave it away the first time. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's a weird movie promo thing.
It really is. Moving on though to our second question. This one is going to test your alphabet knowledge.
Uh-oh.
What is the only ability that starts with the letter Z?
Oh.
Name an ability with the letter Z.
Okay, so we might start to look for words that start with Z, like zone or...
like you, huh. I feel like it's one of those weird abilities
possibly.
That you don't ever run on the Pokemon that it's on.
I would say that's absolutely true in this case. This Pokemon has an absolutely better moveset with a better ability.
Very hard to remember then. Let's see.
I think it's typically run with Sheer Force.
Sheer Force, huh? Okay.
Oh, it's Zen Mode.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that is a useless ability.
Yeah.
Zen Mode is correct. That is 2 for 2 for you guys. That is, Zen Mode. Nobody uses it. It was such a cool, they made like an entire design for that Darmanitan as well, to like give it Zen Mode, and nobody used it. It was really bad, guys. Like, come on, think about it first.
It's like, oh, you have to be under 50% HP, and then you end up being slower than everything anyway, so you're dead.
You end up being slower, and you end up switching from a physical Pokemon to a special Pokemon. And it's just not worth it, right? Like, I think Zen Mode could just use, like, a retcon where it's not when you drop below 50%. It's more like kind of like the Hoopa forms type deal. Like, you can switch it pre-battle. And I feel like Zen Mode would probably see some use then.
I mean, Meloetta has the same problem, too. So,
yeah.
It was a Gen 5 thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meloetta is one of those Pokemon who would be really good for a playthrough if it wasn't a mythical.
There's a lot of cool mythicals that are like that. And that's why I'm so happy with Victini in Black and White, because you could catch it early enough in the game and actually use it as part of a playthrough.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, they did that with Black 2, White 2, too, with the Keldeo.
That's true. But moving on, our third question, as always, is a Pokedex entry. Our Pokedex entry this week is from Pokemon Y. It's Pokemon Y. Pokedex entry reads, It generates ultrasonic waves by violently flapping its wings. After making its prey faint, it melts the prey with acid. Who's that Pokemon?
Wow, some kind of bug, I would say.
Can see it being a bug or like a... Nah, maybe not Crobat.
It is a poison type, though.
I don't think it would be like a Venomoth.
I mean, you would think like bug poison from that description. Bug poison with wings, which is Venomoth, but it doesn't sound like Venomoth.
No, Venomoth would be more like a pollen-based thing, I think.
Yeah.
Or a dust.
Dustox,
maybe?
That actually sounds very plausible.
Yeah, because I actually like Venomoth, so I don't think it's Venomoth. I think
Dustox is a bit scarier. You're right. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. I mean,
or Beautifly. Or would it be a butterfly?
I mean, it could be, but I just don't like Beautifly's Pokedex entries are usually about how pretty it is. So
I don't know.
I'm okay with Dustox. Yeah.
Dustox is incorrect. The answer is, and this might surprise you, Vibrava or Vibrava, however you want to say it. Vibrava.
I did think about Flygon with the first part of the Pokedex entry.
Yeah,
but
wing-wise, it makes sense.
Exactly.
I would not have thought about it with the acid. So.
Right? I didn't think about it either. That was brought to you by Old Man Tup.
A weird one for sure.
All right, so you guys are 2 for 3, but our next question has the potential for 3 points, because we will give you the redemption point here. So there are 7 answers here. You'll get a point for every 3 of them, So if you get 6, you can get 2 points, but if you get all 7, you'll get 3.
Okay.
So what are the names of the Battle Frontier Brains in Pokemon Emerald?
Okay. So there's Greta, who's the dojo person. I think Tucker is one of them. He's the arena.
I'm just going to nod here because I never played it. So.
I think Nolan might be one of them.
That sounds right.
I think he might be Battle Factory. Spencer is the stupid Battle Palace.
Okay.
It's Annabelle who's in Sun and Moon.
Is she? Oh, yeah. The one with the gray hair, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Lucy's the one that looks like a Sivipor.
Yes.
And Battle Pyramid Brandon.
Wow. I think that's all of them, if they're right.
Yeah.
Are those your final answers?
I think so. I can't think of any more.
That gets you 2 points. The only place you messed up is that Nolan is a member of the Sinnoh Battle Frontier. But the person that replaced him is Norman.
Oh.
Norman... from the Battle Frontier. They both run battle factories in their respective facilities.
Wait, there was a Battle Frontier brain named Norman in Gen 3? Had they run out of names?
I believe so. Let me double check, but I believe it's Norman. Let me double check.
It's your dad.
Maybe I messed up.
Because I think the Battle Factory guy is that weird guy with the
No Lind. No Lind.
Oh,
never
there's
mind.
A D. Okay.
Okay.
There's No Lind, and then I think there's No Lin. Let me see. If not, I will give it to you. I must have written it down wrong. It was my fault that I wrote it.
No, I mean, I can totally believe that the translation.
Oh, no, I was thinking Thornton. I'll give you all seven because you said No Lind instead of No Lind. It's fine. That's all 3 points.
It's like, I don't care. I got the 2 points I needed.
Yeah, exactly. You got all the points.
This is when you got all the points.
So you guys are at, I guess the answer is you're at 5 for 4 now. And this final question, as always, is about a base stat. What fighting type Pokemon has the worst special attack with a base stat of 20?
Well, we have a hint.
Exactly. Give us a hint, please.
He wears boxing gloves.
Makuhita?
It could be, I think it might just be Hitmonchan.
Hitmonchan is more likely, you're right. Let's go with that.
Hitmonchan is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Makuhita.
Oh.
The answer is Makuhita. I tried to give it to you.
It was close.
It was way more likely to be Hitmonchan because
Gen 1 spreads are weird.
Very lopsided.
Yeah, he had a base special attack at 35. You have to also remember special attack wasn't a stat in Gen 1.
Oh, that's right.
That was a Gen 2 edition.
Exactly.
Doesn't it have like a decent special defense or something weird?
His special defense is 110. Yeah. It's actually really good. Good on you, except that base HP is 50. But yeah, that's
like so, 70 speed. It's
yeah, it's 76. So it's whatever it is. But yeah, that gives you, I think, 5 points today. So you have 5 points. That pushes Sigma over the edge. So he's at 30 points now, but it also resets our ladder and we give those extra points to Whimsicott. And so now, Whimsicott, you are leading the table with 5 points.
Ooh, the accomplishment.
Everybody else has yet to get on the board.
Good job, Sigma.
But yeah, mm-hmm. You can. What are you going to do with your $20 of Tea Public credit?
I don't know yet.
I'm going to Disneyland. That's what you're supposed to say.
I'm thinking a phone case, maybe. We'll see.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.